2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Eye on the Hill 2022. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Utah's election leaders say the state's elections are safe despite frequent calls for more security.
KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayrts recently took a tour of Weber County's vote center to find out exactly what voting security looks like from start to finish.
Lindsay has part one now of our series, Follow the Ballot.
When your ballot leaves your kitchen table, perhaps the biggest security check is your mail-in ballot envelope. It has a unique code on it.
That is unique not just to that voter and not just to this election, but to this exact envelope and ballot.
Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch says those numbers are never made public, and they're virtually impossible to recreate or guess.
Let's say I just changed the last digit on here, hoping that I could, maybe my neighbor's not going to vote. Problem is, you've got to match the signature.
So when your friend's cousin says they got sent 10 ballots,
they would all have different numbers, and only one of those is going to get through.
When you take your ballot to a mailbox or drop box, there's security there too.
One of our key rules is always two people. Never have the ballots handled by any one person.
Poll workers pick up at random times in red and blue duffel bags that can fit about 2,000 ballots. They seal those bags with an orange zip tie that has a unique number on it. That number matches the number on a form that can only be accessed from inside that sealed bag.
And that ensures that the bag hasn't been tampered with and the ballots haven't been added to or taken from.
There's also logs at every step. But before you even get a ballot, more security. When you register to vote, county clerks know exactly who they're sending ballots to.
First of all, they check for duplicate registration, so they check to see if you are already registered in the state. In Utah, we have a statewide voter registration database, which allows us to make sure that people don't get registered to vote more than once.
That's Utah's Director of Elections, Ryan Cowley, who says clerks aren't just blanketing Utah with mail-in ballots.
We hear the term universal vote by mail. I think that's a little bit of a misnomer in Utah because it is two specific people that are active voters. So if we get something returned back undeliverable, if they are on that NCOA list, if they don't vote in a couple of elections, they are made inactive.
That NCOA list is the National Change of Address database. It's checked quarterly. Plus, changing your address with Utah's DMV notifies your local voting clerk. If you move out of state, Utah also checks a multi-state system monthly, and they're notified of dead voters through the Department of Vital Statistics weekly.
These are things that keep us up at night. And when we talk about people being able to vote twice, to register at places where they don't live,
Cowley says they're just as concerned about security as anybody else.
And so we're always looking for ways that we can tighten things up, make things better, make it more secure, and of course, transparent at the same time.
Lindsay Ayrts, KSL News Radio.
Holy cow. Yeah. Everyone needs to hear that. Everyone.
I was about to say, I had no idea.
Me neither.
My guess is most of our listeners didn't either. But there's even more to the story, so you're going to want to join us tomorrow for part two of our Follow the Ballot series, where Lindsay looks at what security looks like during tabulation and how you Utah audits election.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andreas Martin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.